업고나스 What a day at the toilet bowl. Sorry, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Big Gabby came through for us with a towering header in the 63rd minute, sealing a sweet 1-0 victory in the North London Derby. That's three wins on the bounce at Spurs' home, and boy, does it feel good. David Raya showed his class early on with two crucial saves, keeping us steady as Spurs came out strong. But as the game settled, we got into our rhythm with Havertz and Martinelli testing their keeper. Then came the moment we were all waiting for. Saka delivering a wicked corner and Gabriel rising like a giant to head it in. The away fans erupted and it was game over for Spurs. This win means we stay unbeaten in the Premier League and our away form is incredible. Six league wins on the road in a row, it's a great time to be an Arsenal fan. Next up, we've got Champions League action against Atalanta and a big Premier League clash with Manchester City. So keep the faith, Gunners. We're definitely on a roll. Arsenal's 1-0 win over Tottenham was a significant achievement. Mikel Arteta praised the team's resilience and adaptability in his post-match conference, especially given the injury challenges. Now, Baba reflected on the squad's character and the importance of this victory, noting it was our third straight win and, you know, at Spurs' ground. Now, despite Martin Odegaard's injury, Bukayo Saka's early exit, the team still showed flexibility with the adjustments we made. Arteta also commended Gabriel's development and the team's ability to secure a hard-fought win. This result boosts confidence, no doubt, as Arsenal faces a busy schedule ahead. Jurrien Timber was excellent in this match. No? Yes? The way he handled anyone who tried to get past him on the left side was pure class. He's calm under pressure, has no unnecessary risks, and is always on point with his tackles. It's not easy to be that composed, especially in a high-stakes game like this. You could see his confidence growing through the match, which showed in how he locked down that flank. Timber has this silent yet commanding presence, the kind you notice only when you realize the little trouble the opposition caused him on that side. If we keep getting these kinds of performances from him, it's going to be a huge boost for our defense. I'm giving him an easy 9 out of 10. What about you? Should Ethan Nwaneri get more minutes? That's the question I found myself asking on Sunday. Fans are pushing for him to get around 10 minutes at the end of games, especially when we're ahead, to help him settle in and apply pressure. Everyone is eager to see what this young talent can do, but I also understand why Arteta is being cautious. We've got the Carabao Cup and FA Cup coming up, which seem like perfect opportunities for Ethan to get more game time without the intense pressure of a Premier League match. Throwing him into the deep end too soon might not be the best move for his development. That said, I can't wait to see how his journey plays out. Whether he's making late game appearances or starting in cup games, there is no doubt Ethan has got some exciting moments ahead. Should we all be concerned about Martinelli? Well, let's see. Well, he's not been scoring or assisting like we'd hoped, but honestly, I'm not that worried. Footballers go through patches of form, and right now Martinelli is in a bit of a rut. But the thing is, he's still getting into the right areas, still causing problems for defenders, and that is crucial. I'd be more worried if he wasn't showing the effort of creating those high-value chances, but that's not the case here. Plus, it feels like he just needs that one goal or assist to get his confidence flowing again. Look, we know what he's capable of. Explosive runs, the ability to beat defenders 1v1, and the chemistry with Saka. Maybe Trossard or Sterling might have put away the chances he's missed, but that's football. And besides, if I, we guess telling Mata to Jan later. Give him time though, Martinelli will be back. So Raheem Sterling, you can't mention his name without getting mixed reactions these days. Some fans are still unsure about him, while others like myself are cautiously optimistic about what he brings to the table at Arsenal. He has pace, he knows how to get into the right positions, but what he does when he's there is what divides opinions. We've seen it time and time again, that moment when you're screaming for him to make that pass and then he chooses to run right into the defender. But he's played for some of the biggest clubs in England. Liverpool, City, Chelsea, now Arsenal. There's no way top managers would trust him if he didn't have quality. The question is, can Mikel Arteta get the best out of him here at Arsenal? He's not new to big moments, but is his decision-making sharp enough for what we need right now? He's got the talent and experience, but his performances can be hit or miss. The fans want more, and rightly so. Or maybe, just maybe, with the right support and system, we'll see him shine. And soon too. Raya has been an absolute wall in goal for Arsenal. His clean sheets and crucial saves, especially in the Premier League, show why Arteta trusted him in the first place. The fans were skeptical when he joined, especially with Ramsdale performing well at the time. But Raya's commanding presence has silenced the critics. Three clean sheets already. Only one goal conceded. That's the stuff champions are made of. I mean, 14 saves so far. That's just mad, innit? And what a way to celebrate your birthday, keeping a clean sheet, bagging the win, and being named PL Save of the Month. It's like he's playing with an extra bit of magic. You can just tell the guy's feeling it, and it's rubbing off on the defense. Saliba and Gabriel seem more relaxed, more confident, knowing they have Raya behind them. Raya's rise is something to keep an eye on. Could he be the key to finally getting Arsenal that elusive league title? Only time will tell. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!